Task 3. Joey and Brian are looking at tourism-related news stories to see which are suitable for the tourism organization's newsletter. Listen to their conversation and fill in the missing information in the spaces below. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
So now we have to feature some tourism-related news for our monthly newsletter. I found a few articles. Let's choose a suitable one out of them.
Right. I also found an article. Let's start with yours then.
This one's headline is "The Return of Forced Shopping Tours."
That's when travel agencies pretend to offer free Hong Kong tours, but actually ferry tourists between stores to force them to buy something, right? I thought the Chinese government banned those a long time ago.
They did, but apparently there are some agencies trying to avoid the ban now by selling vouchers that can be exchanged for tours. The tour isn't free, but it's really the same as before because the cost of the vouchers is so low. Anyway, in the article, the Fu family joined one of these new tours and found out that it was just like the old forced shopping tours. They were brought to different jewellery stores and told to shop there. The family recognised that they were being scammed and refused to buy anything. This led to them being left behind at one of the jewellery stores.
They were left behind just because they refused to buy anything? Isn't that illegal?
Well, they couldn't be certain whether the company left them on purpose or it was just an accident. At any rate, the police helped the Fu family return to their hotel to get their travel documents, and they returned home. The tour company that sold them vouchers is being investigated now. This news can serve as a warning against going on these tours exchanged for with cheap vouchers.
I don't know, Joey. I don't want to sound insensitive, but I'm not very interested by this story. There's been too much news about forced shopping tours already. I'm sure most people already know that cheap tours are too good to be true.
I suppose you're right. What news did you find then?
I found a more exciting article. In South Korea's Incheon International Airport, there is now a robot that helps Chinese tourists find their way. The cylindrical robot goes around answering questions in Putonghua, responding to travellers who talk to it. As long as you speak in Putonghua, it can tell you flight information or the weather. It even knows how to guide travellers to their departure gate. The company that made the robot said it is planned to speak English, French, German and Japanese as well. I think it's a great story. It shows off some new technology, which everyone is interested in, and has a positive tone as well.
It definitely does, but there's one problem with it. It's more about South Korea and doesn't really touch on something specific to Hong Kong tourism. It's interesting news, but not really suitable for the Hong Kong Tourism Organisation's newsletter.
Well, you have a point. What would you suggest then?
I do have one more piece of news we can consider. It's about a celebrity's taxi ride.
Sounds like dull news.
Hey, hear me out first. Last week, a taxi driver drove a man to the Hong Kong International Airport. After the passenger got off and the driver was about to leave the airport, he noticed that his passenger left his passport in the back seat.
So the driver actually drove back and tried to find him?
Yeah. He talked to the airport staff and had them look for a man with the name in the passport. They found him at his airline's counter in a panic from losing his travel document.
So the taxi driver gave it back for a happy ending. It's a nice story, but I can't say it's very special. People forgetting things in taxis is an everyday occurrence.
Well, I'd agree with you, if not for who the passenger was.
Wait a second. I read recently that a certain big-name celebrity lost something and was helped out by a Hong Konger. Are you saying that...
You guessed it. He was G-Wagon. Nobody knew it was him because his passport had his real name on it. He was very thankful and even invited the taxi driver and his family to his next concert in Korea. This story is exactly what we need. It's light-hearted, shows Hong Kongers' willingness to help strangers, and is relevant to Hong Kong tourism.
All right, you've won me over. I think this story will catch people's attention and be popular among readers because it's related to pop music. Let's begin adapting it for our own use then.
That is the end of task 3. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.